There is something about this story that blows my mind, that the companions of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, they are already believers, you know, they're following him. And they say to him, oh, Jesus, ask Allah to bring down upon us a table that we can eat from it and we can increase our certainty. That blows me away. That request blows me away because I think sometimes we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limited in what we can request from Allah. What the next part of the story is that Jesus does. He does. He goes to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Ya Allah, bring down upon us the Ma'idah. It's just mind-blowing, really, if you think about it. It's really good to work with others in your big du'as. Make them yourself. Ask for miracles, and then ask your friends. Ask the people who love you. Ask the people who love God. Ask the people that you know to make that big du'a for you as well. But there's a very big caveat here. When we ask for big du'a, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us, because Allah is generous. We might not be, but Allah is generous. When Allah gives it to us, we have to see that and recognize it and not be of those who deny. In the next verse, what does Allah say in the next verse? Okay, but if anyone disbelieves after this, I will punish him, a punishment that has not been seen before this time.